Emissions regulations across key states, a comprehensive overview. Emissions regulations have become a cornerstone in the fight against climate change in the United States. Various states have taken significant steps to curb greenhouse gas emissions, each with unique strategies and targets. This blog delves into the initiatives and specific requirements of several states with upcoming and documented emission regulations initiatives. California. California has long been a leader in emissions regulations, driven by the California Air Resources Board, CARB. Established to combat air pollution, CARB has implemented several groundbreaking initiatives. Assembly Bill 32, a B32 enacted in 2006, set the foundation by aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. This ambitious goal was met through a combination of regulations and market mechanisms. Building on this success, Senate Bill 32, SB 32, set a target to further reduce emissions by 40% below 1990 levels by 2030. California's Zero Emission Vehicle, ZEV program, requires an increasing percentage of vehicle sales to be zero emission, pushing the automotive industry towards cleaner technologies. The Advanced Clean Trucks, a CT regulation, starting in 2024, mandates that manufacturers sell a certain percentage of zero-emission trucks. Additionally, California's cap and trade program places a cap on emissions and allows trading of permits, creating economic incentives for reducing emissions. Massachusetts Global Warming Solutions Act, GWSA, requires reductions in greenhouse gas emissions to 25% below 1990 levels by 2020 and 80% by 2050. This legislation has driven significant policy changes and investments in clean energy. The state's Clean Energy Standard, CES, mandates that a growing percentage of electricity come from clean energy sources. This annual increase ensures steady progress towards decarbonizing the energy sector. Massachusetts is also part of the Transportation Climate Initiative, TCAA regional collaboration aimed at reducing transportation emissions. Despite facing implementation challenges, TCI represents a concerted effort to tackle one of the largest sources of emissions. New Jersey. New Jersey's Global Warming Response Act, GWRA, aims to reduce emissions to 80% below 2006 levels by 2050. Rejoining the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, RGGIA Cap and Trade Program, has been a pivotal step in this effort. The state's Energy Master Plan, EMP, outlines strategies to transition to 100% clean energy by 2050. This comprehensive plan includes interim targets and detailed pathways to achieve these ambitious goals. New York. New York's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, CLCP, requires a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and 85% by 2050. This legislation underscores the state's commitment to combating climate change. The Clean Energy Standard, CES, mandates that 70% of the state's electricity come from renewable sources by 2030. New York is also a participant in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, RGGI, leveraging a market-based approach to reduce emissions. Oregon. Oregon's Clean Energy Plan aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% below 1990 levels by 2035 and 80% by 2050. The Clean Fuels Program specifically targets the carbon intensity of transportation fuels, promoting cleaner alternatives. The state's cap and reduce program is being implemented in phases, capping and gradually reducing emissions from major sources, thus ensuring a steady decline in overall emissions. Washington. Washington's Climate Commitment Act, CCA, establishes a cap and invest program aiming to reduce emissions by 45% below 1990 levels by 2030, 70% by 2040, and 95% by 2050. This program is designed to incentivize significant emissions reductions across various sectors. The Clean Energy Transformation Act, CETA, requires 100% clean electricity by 2045, positioning Washington as a leader in clean energy transition. Additionally, the Zero Emission Vehicle, ZEV, mandate necessitates increasing sales of zero-emission vehicles, pushing the transportation sector towards sustainability. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's Act 129 is an energy efficiency and conservation program that is periodically updated with new targets, driving continual improvements in energy use. The Pennsylvania Climate Action Plan sets goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 26% by 2025 and 80% by 2050 from 2005 levels. Recently, Pennsylvania announced plans to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, RGGI, aiming to reduce power sector emissions through a cap and trade approach. Let Custom Truck guide you. Each of these states has set ambitious goals and implemented various policies to address greenhouse gas emissions and transition to clean energy. Their unique approaches and timelines highlight the diverse strategies employed to achieve these targets. Continued innovation and robust policy support are essential to ensuring progress, and businesses and individuals alike must contribute to these emission reduction efforts. Custom Truck is here to help you navigate these times of changing emissions regulations. Our team of experts is dedicated to guiding you through the complexities of state and federal emission standards, ensuring your business remains compliant and efficient. With our extensive knowledge and personalized support, you can confidently manage your fleet amongst the ever-changing emissions regulation landscape. Let Custom Truck be your trusted partner in meeting all your emissions regulation needs.